Jesús está pidiendo quedarse en tu casa. Jesús está pidiendo quedarse en tu casa. En nuestro evangelio de hoy nos encontramos con un hombre llamado Zaqueo. Es un jefe de recaudación de impuestos, un hombre rico. Los recaudadores de impuestos a menudo eran vistos como corruptos. Todo lo que sabemos que él es que está buscando encontrarse con Jesús. Jesús está caminando por un pueblo en este momento. Zaqueo es demasiado bajo de estatura para ver, así que se sube en un árbol. Jesús lo ve en el árbol y le pide a Zaqueo que se apresure a bajar para que Jesús se quede en su casa ese día. Jesús da una invitación para quedarse en la casa de este hombre. Hay diferentes maneras de leer la Sagrada Escritura. El primero y el más importante es un nivel literal. En este nivel, Jesús solo está pidiendo quedarse en la casa de un hombre pecador. También podemos leerlo a nivel espiritual o alegórico. Leyendo así, el hogar puede simbolizar en un espacio personal. También se puede ver cómo el corazón Jesús nos habla y quiere entrar en nuestros hogares, en nuestra vida personal, en nuestro corazón. Podemos escuchar a Jesús diciéndonos esto: quiero quedarnos en tu casa. A menudo pensamos que tenemos que buscar a Dios, pero Dios generalmente nos busca primero. Él quiere entrar en nuestras vidas de una manera muy personal. Él quiere vivir en nuestros corazones. La invitación siempre está abierta, solo necesitamos aceptarla. Solo necesitamos estar abiertos como Zaqueo y luego responder cuando el Señor nos hace la invitación. Otro aspecto de esta historia es la pecaminosidad de Zaqueo. Como mencioné anteriormente, él era recaudador de impuestos, lo que implica que era una persona pecadora. Tal vez por eso estaba tratando de encontrar a Jesús. La culpa y la vergüenza que podemos sentir por nuestra pecaminosidad puede ser un obstáculo para que busquemos a Jesús o incluso para que Jesús se invite a sí mismo a nuestras vidas. Creemos que necesitamos ser perfectos para que Dios nos ame. En realidad, es todo lo contrario. Dios nos ama a pesar de nuestra pecaminosidad. Él quiere que su misericordia y su gracia entren en nuestras vidas para sanarnos. Jesús le dice a Zaqueo, después de que entra en su casa, que el Hijo del Hombre vino a buscar a los perdidos y salvarlos. Jesús no vino a buscar lo perfecto. El Hijo del Hombre vino a buscar a los pecadores. Hay dos puntos que podemos llevarnos con nosotros a la oración esta misa de hoy. Primero pregunta. ¿De qué modo se está invitando a Jesús a entrar en tu casa o en tu vida? Tal vez estás siendo llamado a una vida de oración más profunda, a un nuevo ministerio, a una vocación sacerdotal o religiosa. Si es así, entonces tenemos que dejarlo entrar No tengas miedo de Jesús. No tengas miedo de Jesús. Segundo pregunta. Nuestros sentimientos en torno a nuestra pecaminosidad se interponen en el camino de esa relación con Jesús. Si ese es el caso, entonces deberíamos devolver al sacramento sanador de la confesión. El sacerdote, actuando en la persona de Cristo, puede ayudarnos a superar este miedo. De nuevo, no tengas miedo. Jesús nos llama sabiendo que somos pecadores. Is Jesus asking to stay at your house? Is Jesus asking to stay at your house? In our gospel for today, we meet a man named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector. He's a wealthy man. And tax collectors in the ancient world were often viewed as very corrupt individuals. All we know is that he is seeking to meet Jesus. We don't really know why, but we know he's seeking to meet him. Jesus is walking through a town at this time, and Zacchaeus is just too short to see, so he climbs up into a tree. And Jesus sees him in the tree and asks Zacchaeus to hurry down so that Jesus might stay at his house that day. So an invitation is given by Jesus to stay at this man's house. An invitation is given to stay at this man's house. Now, there are different ways that we can read Scripture. The first and most important is on the literal level. And on this level is that Jesus is asking to stay at a sinful man's home, just on a story level. We can also read it on a spiritual or allegorical level. Reading it in this way, the home, Zacchaeus' home, can symbolize a personal space. It can also be seen as the heart. Jesus is speaking to us, and he wants to enter into our homes, into our personal lives, into our hearts. Can we hear Jesus say that to us? Can we hear him say, I want to come stay at your house? We often think that we have to seek God out, but usually God seeks us out first. He wants to enter into our lives in a very personal way. He wants to live in our hearts. And that invitation, it's always open. We just need to accept it. We just need to be like Zacchaeus. We need to be open and respond when the invitation is given by the Lord. Another aspect of this story is the sinfulness of Zacchaeus. Now, as I mentioned earlier, he was a tax collector, meaning he was probably a sinful person. And maybe that's why he was trying to find Jesus. Maybe he thought he could help him in some way. We often feel guilt and shame from our sinfulness, and that can be a hindrance to us, a hindrance to us when seeking out Jesus or even letting Jesus into our lives. We think we have to be perfect to let God love us, but it's actually the opposite. God loves us despite of our sinfulness. He wants his mercy and his grace to enter into our lives so he can heal us. And so he tells Zacchaeus, after he enters Zacchaeus' house, that the Son of Man came to seek the lost and to save them. He came to seek sinners. He didn't come to call the perfect. The Son of Man came to seek those who needed his mercy the most. There's two points, I think, that we can bring with us to prayer at this Mass for today. First, how is Jesus inviting himself into your house, into your life? Maybe you're called into a deeper life of prayer. Maybe you're being called into a new ministry. Maybe you're being called to a priestly or religious vocation. If he is calling you to one of those things or calling you to something, we need to let him enter. Don't be afraid of Jesus and what his plans for your life. The second question is, do our feelings around our sinfulness get in the way of that relationship with Jesus? If that's the case, then we need to return to the healing sacrament of confession. Because the priest, acting in the person of Christ, he can help us get beyond that fear when he absolves you from your sins. Again, do not be afraid, because Jesus calls us knowing that we're sinners, knowing that we're imperfect. He calls us to receive his healing mercy. He invites us. When Jesus is asking to stay at our house, will we let him in? Cuando Jesús pide quedarse en nuestra casa, lo dejaremos entrar.